Hello, my beautiful friend. I hope you're having a good day, good night, wherever you are, whatever time it is. Welcome back to the Mind, Body, and Soul podcast, your place to heal, learn, and grow. So I just took like 6 capsules of mushrooms, and I don't think it has hit me yet. It might hit me in the middle of me making this podcast. Who knows? I mean, it's almost as if I am the mushrooms. Like, the medicine is me. I am connecting with it. We are collaborating and co-creating. And I'm still at the springs. I am completely alone, just by myself. And I have my hammock set up, but I am actually laying on the ground on a blanket. And I was journaling a lot because I had a bit of anxiety before I took the mushrooms because I was thinking about like how I should do them, what it should be like, how I should kind of set up, all of this, which was my ego trying to control the physical outcome. When really you can't control anything, you really just have to let it go. And so basically I followed my intuition. And I ended up taking 6 capsules, but I put my blanket down. I took out my journal because I wanted to write down very intuitive thoughts that I had or downloads or anything that came up in me so I can learn how to organize them and deal with them in a healthy way. Because, like I said, I just got out of a 5-year relationship. So there might be sadness that comes up. There might be attachments that come up. There might be a lot of emotions, but there also might be a lot of joy, happiness, inner childlike feelings, and it might be a very simple trip. And so far, so perfect, actually. But yeah, I just want the medicine to show me what it needs to show me. And I got out my journal because I want to put everything out onto paper. It feels really good to journal. I also got my deck of cards out. It's called The Soul's Journey. And I've really been vibing with this deck of cards. I don't use cards often because I like to ask the universe, God, higher power, for what I need to know. And then my higher self as well. Like me, I follow my intuition, which is connected to the source. Your intuition is the voice of your soul. It is the connection with spirit. So the more that you are in tune with your intuition, the more flowy and abundant that your life is going to get. In vision, there are 2 separate paths. One path, you go down and you have a lot of choices and you have a lot of thoughts and you have a lot of control and you don't really know what ways you're going and it feels really forced. But then you have another path where you still have a lot of decisions and obstacles, but you have this sense inside of you, and it's called an intuition, that allows you to guide you through your days, guide you through conversations, alone time, meditation, while you're working, while you're driving. It's truly the definition of the present moment and self-awareness and consciousness and nature and intuition. It's a little bit of everything, honestly, in my opinion. But if you go down that path, you will soon realize that the old version of you doesn't exist anymore, but it's like it's still known, but it doesn't exist anymore because you've outgrown it. Because today I was really trying to control like my trip and I got anxiety and just all this and that, and then I realized who the fuck I was. And I'm like, let me sit my ass on this grass and just vibe with nature. Put my phone away. You know that song, Slow down, you're doing fine. You can be anything you wanna be before your time. Although you're so romantic on a borderline tonight. That's my favorite song. It's Vienna. But it's like, take your phone off the hook and disappear for a while. And I really resonated with it because I was listening to it and I was like, I need to take my phone off the hook and disappear. Even though it's literally right next to me and I'm making a podcast on my phone, okay? Ignore that part. Anyways, I'm grounded. I have no shoes on. I'm just on the earth. And I was writing. Let me share you. How has it only been 5 minutes? It feels like I've been talking for an hour. Okay. I was doing a card pull because I like to really use my intuition to guide me through what I need in this moment. What can these cards bring to my reality that could help me gain more knowledge, have more inner peace, and look at life a different way? And every time you do different cards, it's going to be something different. It's going to resonate different. But I believe that I have a good relationship with my cards because before I use my cards, I have the deck in my hand and I say a prayer and I speak good intentions into it and I ask God to show me what it needs to show me, my higher self. And I pray over these cards and I send a message of an intuition of letting go, of going with the flow, of just accepting what is. And I did a past, present, and future card. So I pulled the first card and it was my past. And it said, self-esteem. I possess gifts of the soul that benefit me and others. I thought this was beautiful because when you think about the past, you think about literally everything, who you used to be, who you are like becoming right now, who used to be in your life, what used to happen, sometimes mostly the bad things and a little bit of the good things. When you're thinking about the past, it can be overwhelming, okay? So this card basically said I'm just gonna read you the cards. I feel like that would just be more connecting. And I think it's beautiful. And it feels like I'm truly just talking to myself. I mean, I was talking to myself like quite some time before. And then I was like, let me just make a podcast because I'm always talking to myself anyways. So yeah, anyways. Okay, so self-esteem is for the past. It is easy to perceive others as being better than you. This is a trap of your ego. There is no one greater or lesser than you. There are only those who have learned how to reveal their gifts to a greater or lesser degree. Everyone is born with a unique ability of the soul. And just like snowflakes, no two are ever alike. You have a unique perspective to share with the world, and you have come back to this time to put your stamp on it. Perhaps you may not be aware or even in tuned with your incredible gifts and self. Sorry, there was a car. I got distracted. In tuned with your incredible and gifted self. Why not try and make a list of 10 aspects of yourself or abilities you possess that you love and hold in high regards? It is not easy to write about yourself, but sometimes you need a reminder just how special you are. Remember that you did not come to the schoolroom by accident. You have meaning and you have a reason for being. You are a treasure chest of incredible gifts and insights. Now it is time to celebrate you. I thought that was powerful because me writing 10 things that I love about myself is going to heal the past. It's going to make me accept that the past is the past. It is gone. It does no longer exist unless it is existing in my mind. And if I write 10 things I love about myself, I'm being grateful in the moment and I'm just accepting for what is. And also I'm nourishing the past because everything I love about myself is from the past. it doesn't even exist right now. The only thing that exists is everything that I materialistically own and like how I feel, but honestly nothing else. Like, if I died, then I'd just fucking die. Like, there's nothing else about it, okay? So I want to read you the 10 things that I love about myself. If you want to pause this podcast and go ahead and write 10 things that you like about yourself, you can come back and we can, like, share it. Or you can do it just after this podcast is over. But I do encourage you to take the steps that I'm taking as well, because it's going to change your life. And if you're ready to level up your life, then just go ahead and accept it. But when you're writing the 10 things that you love about yourself, go in detail. Don't just say, I love myself because I'm cute. You know, go you. You are cute. But go in detail. Like, who are you? Why are you the way you are? And build a relationship with yourself. This is basically the theme, is building a relationship with yourself. Becoming your own best friend. Allow yourself to go deep. Okay. 10 things I love about myself. I need some water. Are you still there? Okay, good. Number one, I love how I can communicate with any soul on any journey. And then I put in quotations, as I'm talking to strangers at the springs and I'm about to start tripping, because I was sitting here laying on my blanket and like six people just walked up because they parked their car. And I'm like, how did this happen? Right after I take mushrooms. I thought it was so funny. They felt the energy, but I'm completely alone. There's no one here. But I did start a really good conversation with them, and I asked them how their day was and what they were up to. And I did that with actually a few people that came around, because I want to start interacting with humans more. But anyways, I love how I can communicate with anyone on any journey, because they were like 60. They were all 60, but that doesn't mean anything. They are probably so smart and just enjoying nature. Number two, I love how kind I am. I am kind to myself. I'm kind to others. I'm kind to the earth and everything around me. Number three, I love how deeply I think. I'm always thinking about the present moment and how I feel, which is very true. If I notice my breath is like very choppy, I intuitively start to breathe deeper and I relax my muscles and I just go within and I burp and I fart and I piss on the ground. Okay, so number four, I love how deeply I feel. I tune into my emotions and others' emotions. It is a gift. Ooh, I can feel very, very deeply. Number five, I love how I am my own best friend. I am all alone, tripping at the springs. I love alone time. I love me. And I took 6 capsules, which I don't even know how many grams that is. I was going to take 4 grams, like I said in the episode before, but I have chocolate bars and I do not want to take chocolate bars because that's just like gross on my stomach. And that makes me want to throw up just thinking about it. So I took capsules because they taste like nothing and they're so pure, and they're from 56 Neptune, which is my favorite mushroom company. You can click the link in my bio on Instagram and TikTok and use my code HippieHay5 for like a really good discount. But you do need a passcode to get into her website. So you can either DM 56 Neptune on Instagram. You can find them through my followers, or you can use the password, which should be like before you click the link. I think it's HANA, all caps, Hannah, Hanna. Yeah, that was an ad break. I'm just kidding. So number six, I love how sensitive I am. I can get offended or sad, very happy or mellow. I just love that I sense everything. That's so true. And I love how I just appreciate them and I don't judge them and I just allow them to be and I allow them to teach me something and guide me. The nature is so beautiful here. Oh, I'm telling you, the springs hold a very, very sacred place in my heart. And every now and then a golf cart or side by side will like go around to just check that everyone's safe. So you're about to hear like a golf cart coming by to like check the area. But yeah, just to let you know. There they are. They said hi. I love people. Like, I don't even get anxiety when things like that happen, because even if I'm tripping fucking balls, like, I'm in the safest place in the world to do so, and I'm in my own company. And I feel like if I had a conversation while I was tripping, like, it would literally enlighten that other person anyway. So a win-win. Okay. So number 7, I love how I just pissed in the grass. It feels so good to be comfortable in nature. Yeah, because actually I have to pee right now. So let me pause this. I'll be right back. I would pee with you, but that's just a little too much. Okay. I'll be right back.
Okay, I peed in the grass and now I'm just laying here. I'm just laying here because the sun really feels good on my skin. And I'm cuddled up in a blanket. Oh, it feels so peaceful here. I just want to live here. It's so quiet too. Like, there's no cars or traffic or city. It's just nature.
Okay. Let me see. What number were we on? I was talking about peeing in the grass because... Oh. Hello. They see my juicy butt and they're like, oh, that's a snack right there. Okay. So, number 8. I love my connection to Gaia, which is Earth. I love my connection to Earth. She is my guide, my mother, my healer, myself. I am nature. Thought that was really deep. Because I am starting to wake up a lot. And I could always say, like, yeah, I love nature. I love doing these things. But no, like right now, I feel like I'm in my purest form. I have just really been tuning in. And I'm glad I took this time to sit with myself and journal and do these card readings. Because look at what this card reading is doing for me, but I'm doing it for myself as well. Like, I'm writing all these very powerful, intuitive things on paper. Like, it's changing my life. So I really encourage you to write down 10 things that you love about yourself as well. And yeah, I'm very thankful for this moment that I'm actually putting myself first and connecting with nature. Because it's what I really need, especially when you're going through something very overwhelming. I wouldn't say confusing or difficult or just hard. It's just very overwhelming, you know, because sometimes you get a wave of sadness or you start to think like, did you make the right choice or, you know, are they okay? Things like that. But I'm really learning how to work through it in a proper way, because your intuition is your soul's voice, and my intuition has been speaking to me and telling me what to do, and I have to listen to it. And that is so important, to follow your intuition. So, number 9, I love how intentional I am with how I speak or think, how I feel, who I am. I set my intentions daily, all pure. So basically, setting your intentions allow you to follow your intuition, and your intuition is setting your intention. Like, how do you want to feel? How do you want to live? How do you want to speak? Start being aware of these things and setting your intentions. And let me just, since we're on the topic of intentions, I will just go ahead and read you my intentions for this mushroom trip. I think that is like perfect. Okay. Today I will be taking 4 grams of mushrooms on my solo trip at the springs. This is what my soul needs. I want to be cleansed, purified, reborn, and become one with nature. My intentions are to notice what arises in me, positive, negative. It is what it is. I know the medicine will guide me and teach me the lessons I need to unlock. My intuition and my intentions are to let go of any attachments that I hold on to. Let go. The only thing that is here is the present moment, Mother Earth. Please protect me on my journey. Guide me, teach me, show me, love me. I am ready to let go. I hope this podcast is just as spiritual as it is for me, because I am telling you, I am so in this moment right now, and I always am, and I'm always sending good energy, but it's like this is the purest it gets, because I'm not thinking about you. I'm not thinking about my phone. I'm not thinking about my podcast. I'm thinking about me. I'm thinking about how I feel in my life, and literally, it's all about me. I'm the main character. Wow, I just had an awakening. Okay, so that was my intentions. Let's see. Number 10, last but not least, the best for last. I love myself for all the good and bad, highs and lows, positive and negatives. I just love everything about myself, truly and forever. I think that one's pretty deep, because I could have been really hard on myself today for having anxiety about tripping on mushrooms, because it was supposed to be like this and it's supposed to be positive and fun and blah, blah, blah. But no, actually, I was at the spring, a different spring than this one, but it's only 1 minute away because there's seven springs where I'm at, which is so freaking cool. I took a morning trip right there down the road, so I could come back here and trip later. But I locked my keys in my car when I was at that spring. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go to this spring for 2 hours and just swim and make a bunch of pretty videos and then come back and then trip on mushrooms for the rest of the day. And I locked my keys in the trunk. They were actually in my trunk, in my suitcase, and then in my camera bag. Like, how funny. It was like a China doll that I had to go through to get to this. And I'm like thinking, what was this lesson? Why was I forced to be in the moment and slow down and just accept what is and without judging it? Well, I realized because I tried to have expectations and I tried to control my day. I tried to like put a limit and say, okay, I have this much time and then I need to do this and it needs to be like this. Psych, bitch. She said no. God said no. That's not going to happen. Like, you're just going to have to go with the flow. And I'm like, ah, great reminder. You're right. You're right. So, men, I love men. Thank you to these strong men that got into my car. They broke my window. Just kidding. Okay, I'm so funny. So they ended up getting in my car. Thankfully, I'm so, so thankful. Because, I mean, I literally would have had a broken my window because I don't know how to do that shit. Like, are you kidding me? But luckily, I'm at the Springs and they have, like, people that work here that know how to do it. So, yeah, that happened. And I was like, okay, maybe I don't need to take mushrooms today. But then I was like, no, I do. Like, I just need to slow down and not have expectations and control anything and just feel, because I feel like I was kind of rushing myself, if that makes sense. So the theme was to follow my intuition and go with the flow. And now I'm here, all safe and sound. It's 3 o'clock. I took 6 capsules, and I wouldn't say I'm having any visuals, but I can notice my conversation level is deepening with myself, and it is more surreal and intense, but also very smooth, and I love it, actually. Yeah. So, that was the past, okay? All of those things that I told you about myself is literally the past. I mean, one just said I pissed in the grass. That was in the past. Like, I just, you know, did that. but that's not me anymore. Like this present moment. So that was the card, self-esteem. And I think that suits the past very well because, I mean, everything you know about yourself and love about yourself genuinely has to come from the past. And you have to acknowledge it, accept it, and love it. So the next card is the present. Me right now. The past. The present is next. And the card that I got is purpose. I know what I am here to do. That hit me hard because I do know what I'm here to do. I do know my intuitions and my intentions and who I want to be and who I'm becoming and who I was. And my purpose is very pure. And I have plenty of different purposes. But I want to read you the card. Okay. Purpose. I know what I'm here to do. I need some water. We're going to take mushrooms together soon. Okay. I know what I'm here to do. You have chosen to reincarnate on Earth for one major goal, to express love in all that you do. The obstacles of this physical dimension can distract you from that goal, and it's easy to lose your way. Life on Earth is full of obligations that require your consciousness, your conscious attention, but that doesn't mean that you can't infuse all of your decisions with caring and compassion. Your purpose is not your career. Rather, your career is guided by your purpose. That sunk in pretty well for me because I am not my career. I am not social media. I am not my podcast. I am not my merch. I am not even me. I'm my higher self. And I know my purpose, and that is going to guide you to my podcast. It's going to guide you through these outlets. And then eventually, it's going to guide you to one of my retreats. Because that is where the magic is done. But don't get me wrong, magic is everywhere. Okay. So what activities speak to your soul? What brings you joy? That is the direction of your soul. It is calling you towards to best convey your unique expression of love and to make a contribution to the world. If you are not happy with your current circumstances, then that is your soul telling you that there is a better way to manifest your own distinct gifts. If you are not happy, that is your soul telling you that you are not happy. I was not happy. And I ended my relationship. Doesn't mean I'm automatically happy. Even though I actually am happy. But there might be some times that I'm not happy. But I had to listen to the voice of my soul. That is your soul telling you that there is a better way to manifest your own distinct gifts. Listen to your intuition. It is your connection to spirit and the voice of your soul. That was the last sentence of this card. It is your connection to spirit and the voice of your soul. Your intuition is the connection to everything around you, to God, to your higher self, to divine energy, to everything around you. And your intuition is the voice of your soul. Oh my gosh. I just love that so much. So I want to read you. I wrote down a whole paragraph of what is my purpose. So I'm really making these cards come to life because I could just have pulled. There's a tractor coming. I wonder if you can hear it. I'm going to drink some water. It's so beautiful outside. I love nature. Okay. So as you can tell, I'm bringing these cards to life. Why? Because it has a purpose and I'm adding meaning to it. There can be a purpose just floating in the air, but you have to grab it and you have to ground it down and you have to give it meaning and you have to activate it. So these cards, I want to write it down and process what it's telling me. Like I didn't even shuffle the cards. I had the cards in my hand. Ooh, I see a lizard. He is so cute. Oh my gosh, he's eating something. Eee! I love bugs and lizards and animals. I had some kitties and some raccoons with me last night because they were digging in the trash. So adorable. What I was saying was I didn't even shuffle the cards. I had the cards in my hand. I prayed over the cards. I asked God, Mother Earth, higher power, higher self to show me what I need to see, hear, learn, and grow from. And then I wanted to do past, present, and future because there's obviously a past me I need to identify and give love to. But there's also this present me right now. I'm literally soaking everything up like a sponge and I'm learning a lot. And then there's a future me that doesn't exist yet, but it does exist and I can create it. So I'm giving these cards purpose and meaning by acting on the cards. So I want to read you the paragraph that I made for the card purpose, which is me right now in this present moment. What is my purpose? I think it's very clear. It is okay. Oh, let me start over. What is my purpose? I think it's very clear. It is to be me. I am very loving and accepting. I allow myself to open up a space for me and other souls to heal. My purpose on earth is to raise the vibration of the earth and beings on earth. I am a very special soul. My purpose is to help others create inner peace by their energy, their mindset, their habits, and their lifestyle. I have done a lot and I have a lot of purposes, but the main theme of my purpose is to help others in many forms as I am helping myself. I am on the right path. I am loving myself. I am loving others. I am being kind. I am being present and I am being me. I love me. I think that suits the present me, the past, the present, the future, the present me in the middle, me right now, my purpose, why I am here. I'm grounding myself. I am knowing that I am not my career, but my purpose is guiding my career. And I get to share that with you, and I get to share that with the earth. And I'm really soaking up all of these new things that are coming to me because, I mean, just journaling these things down, I feel very intense right now. I feel a lot. And that's one of the things that I put I love about myself. Let me read it again. Number 4, I love how deeply I feel. I tune into my emotions and others' emotions. It's a gift. It is a gift. Everyone has this gift. You have to start with you, though. You have to tune in with yourself. You have to connect with yourself. You have to become your own best friend. You have to nourish yourself, your mind, body, and soul. You have to start. You have to be the foundation of your life. You have to be your own rock. And sometimes people, places, and things will block that. You need not... It depends on the people, but you need a nourishing diet. You need a healthy mind. You need a good environment. If people are holding you back, you need to disappear for a while. You need to put yourself first, and you might need to remove them out of your life. There's lots of things that need to be done. And honestly, if you don't know where to go, please come to me. Y'all always know that my DMs are open for advice, for knowledge, for anything that you need. Y'all always know that. And a lot of people do message me, but I've been disconnecting from my phone for a while. But I'm going to make it a very important goal for me to go through those messages on Instagram and get back to everyone. But isn't this so beautiful? Like, the purpose of my life is the present moment right now. It's very clear to me, and it's just for me to be me, loving and accepting. I think that suits the card for the present, because quite literally that's perfect, actually. The past, I'm loving every bit of myself. I'm letting go. There's no attachments. If I think about things that used to be, that's cool, but then eventually I'm going to have to stop thinking about them because it's just going to create anxiety or unwanted emotions. They don't serve me anymore. It's simply gone. It does not exist anymore. And that could be old versions of myself, old ways of thinking, old people in my life, old energy. I'm literally kicking my feet on the ground. It feels really good. I don't know why, but it feels really good. It's like I'm really grounding myself, actually. And I haven't pulled the present. Oh, okay. I did the past, the present, but the future, I haven't flipped it over, y'all. I'm so excited. I haven't flipped over the future card yet. So I have the 10 things that I love about myself. It's the past. I'm nourishing all of these things. And literally these cards, just, I didn't shuffle them. I just pulled them out one by one on the top in order. 1, 2, 3. Didn't shuffle, didn't move the cards. How crazy. And it's so resonating right now. Okay. I nourished my past self, and I'm honestly nourishing my future, my present self right now by my purpose and who I am and why I'm here is to raise the energy, the consciousness, the vibration of Earth, and the vibration of every living soul, even nature. And I think that's beautiful. So now it is time to reveal my future. Literally, I'm telling the future right now, and I already feel the energy going. Okay. And when y'all see my Instagram post of the card pool and the past, present, future, which is self-esteem, purpose, and I don't know what the future is, please comment on it, because like, I love when people are like, I just listened to that and I resonate so deeply, or they just make it very, very special and unique. Because I wanted to let you know that, because I am going to post a picture about this, and only you know. Like, I think it's very, very special too. I think it's really cute, and it would mean a lot, because I mean, my podcast doesn't show me names who listen. I don't know who listened to my podcast. I need water. All right. I'm about to flip over the future, and I'm turning a new page, because it is a new future. It's a new me. And I'm going to write a lot about that after. I know it's going to be good, and I know it's going to be what I need to hear. Okay. I'm flipping it over now. Trust. That's nice. Trust the future. Wow. Thank you, God. Trust. I accept that my inner voice will always guide me correctly. As if my day could not get any better. As if this moment couldn't get any better. Oh, wow. Trust in the future. Trust the process. Holy shit, my brain is having an orgasm. Okay, let's read what this has to tell me. Wow, this is resonating so deeply. Let's see. Okay. Ugh, my butt crack itches. Okay. Trust. I accept that my inner voice will always guide me correctly. The earth can be a tricky place, but you have been given a tool to help you navigate through the murky waters, your intuition. I've been really, really resonating with intuition. The podcast is literally named Follow Your Intuition. My heart is melting. Wow. I'm just going to forever be a fairy mermaid in the woods. I'm never going, no one's ever going to find me. I'm staying here forever. Okay. So, you have been given a tool to help you guide through the murky waters, your intuition. You must learn to tell the difference between ego talk and soul talk, and then trust your soul. Once you get into the habit of following your intuition, you will come to practice this discernment externally. You will be able to know if a person or a situation is trustworthy, but it all begins with listening to your inner voice. Exercise it like a muscle. And when you determine that it is always right, that wisdom will spread out and influence everything that you do. Decisions will seem easier. Your soul only wants what is best for you, and you must learn to trust it. Thank you, universe. Thank you to myself. Yes. I'm acknowledging me. Thank you to my higher self for creating this safe place for me to lay down and write and journal and learn and comprehend and share with the world. I'm literally sharing this with the world. Thank you for myself. That feels really good. Okay. So I'm going to have to trust the universe. I mean, trust the future, the past, the present, and the future. I had self-esteem. I possess gifts of the soul that benefit me and others. I was acknowledging everything about me in the past. And then the present me, which is my purpose. I know what I'm here to do right now. I'm doing what I am called to do. I'm raising the energy of the earth. I'm following my intuition. I'm following my purpose in life. And then my future, I just have to trust it. I literally can't plan it or control it or do anything about it. I have to trust. I accept that my inner voice will always guide me correctly. I am very, very satisfied with my soul. I'm very content in this moment. There is nothing else that I need to do. I don't have to search for any more answers. It's very clear to me that I am on the right path. I am trusting my intuition. I am fulfilling my purpose on earth, and I'm also acknowledging who I used to be and who I once was and my old habits and my old way of being. I get to acknowledge that and not pretend like it doesn't exist, but simply I'm detaching myself from it. I'm gonna sit up now because I was laying down and I just don't want to lay down anymore because the ground is just slightly hard, but it still feels really good. I am in a comfortable seated position and I'm just looking over the spring. Wow. It's like there's no words. There's nothing else that has to be done in my lifetime. It just feels like it is what it is. And what's gonna happen is gonna happen. And what I feel, I'm gonna feel. And what I know is what I know. And what I'm experiencing is literally what I'm experiencing. It's that simple. I'm having no visuals, but I am tripping balls on the inside. I feel like I don't even know what I feel like, actually. I feel peace. I feel the definition of inner peace. And a disclaimer, You don't have to consume psilocybin mushrooms to feel this way. Don't let it to be a distraction or an external thing that makes you feel that you are out of control and you don't have the power to make yourself feel this way. I am using this as a sacred tool for me to gain access to my soul and knowledge and to deepen my relationship with myself. And I'm in the middle of the woods just having a conversation with myself. And I just feel very present and aware. And I'm just soaking everything in. Mushrooms have changed my life. I always say that. And I've only taken one trip by myself, and it was in my room, actually, my childhood room, that I'm actually about to move back into because I'm going back home. But I'm not going to feel sad because I'm really actually excited. I'm so excited to see my family. I'm so excited to see my brother and sisters and my family. It makes me happy. And I'm excited to see what the future has in hold for me because I trust it. I trust that I need to go home for a specific reason. I need to find myself. I need my own space. I need my own sanctuary. I need to cleanse my temple, which is my body. I want to spend a lot of alone time together. My main goal, actually, when I started this podcast, my grandpa passed away last year, and I have a podcast episode talking about that, and it's called Pawpaw. I haven't listened to it yet, but I think after this podcast, I'm going to listen to it because I kind of want to go back in time and feel that deeply. I think that is something that I'm called to do in this moment. So I'm going to do that, and I'm just going to continue to be very aware of this moment and allow myself to experience this in the most purest form and let the sun melt on my skin. I'm also in a hoodie. I'm in flowy pants and I have a blanket, so it's not like I'm getting sunburnt. I'm just very, very comfortable in my body. My hands are kind of sweating though. I need to drink some water. I appreciate you for taking the time out of your day. I appreciate you for taking the time out of your life to listen to this episode. It is very intriguing and interesting, and I just love the fact that there is a place where there is a community. It's filled with love. It's filled with positivity. It's filled with authenticity. It's filled with genuine connections, rawness, and pureness. And I'm very honored that I have opened up this space. I've created the space, and I've continued to nourish this space. And I'm watching it bloom and blossom and grow. And I felt like as if I kind of lost myself quite a few months before I moved to Florida. And then while I was in Florida, I didn't make any podcasts while I was in Florida. Why? Because I was literally depressed. I was so depressed in Florida. It was beautiful there. Externally, it was gorgeous. It looked perfect. But I did not take care of myself. And I was going through a lot. So I'm trusting. I am in the the present moment, and I'm exactly where I need to be right now. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of my life. I'm going to continue to sit here and meditate and observe nature and just simply continue to pour out good energy out of my body into the ground, into the world, because that makes me feel better. It makes me feel more powerful. It makes me feel more grounded, and it makes me feel more alive to just give love and give good energy out. I think this is probably the most transformative podcast I've ever made before. I did make a podcast when I was tripping on mushrooms last time, but it was nowhere near like this. And I'm not judging it. It's just simply how it was. But I'm proud of myself. I'm trusting the process. And I am just very, very in tune with my emotions right now. I am just staring at an object and I'm blurring out everything around it. Everything else is getting blurry beside this one tiny object out in nature. The power that we hold within is insane. What we are incapable, what we are capable of doing is pure magic. I love you, bestie. Please take care of yourself today. Text me if you need to. Let it out. I'm here for you. Support me, and I will support you. Make sure you follow your intuition today and tomorrow and every single day after that. I love you. Namaste.